We're on our last day of Toroidal Flow, and we are in that last day during the full moon cycle. So everyone is reminded yet again to meditate with the world, meditate in world service, meditate with the heart of your being into the heart of all beingness on our planet. There are many online options, including Spiritfires tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Check spiritfire.com if you don't already have the link for that. But there are online options, there are in-person options, there is your own option of just lighting a candle and considering the well-being of the world and the alignment of you to all beings, to the great ones, to the great teachers of the world, and bringing your light as they have into a very needy world. That is all actually a manifestation of the toroidal flow of a human being. If we recall what we've done through the week, then we have simply touched into the subtlety of the layers of vibration, the layers of manifesting consciousness that is a human being, that is you and I. And these layers are just as real as the layers of atmosphere, the layers of if you put oil and water in the same jar, they will split, give you layers. And if you shake it up, they will mix together, they will interpenetrate, but still there will be water and there will be oil. And so these layers have their quality, they have their vibrational, quality as well as the capacity to hold that vibration, to bring it forward in your day. And all of it is possible because we have this central channel of light and vibration that runs along our middle. So everybody, take whatever's your dominant hand and just very simply and slowly run your hand in front of you, but along your middle. And get meditative with yourself. You might even begin to slow the breath, and then maybe the breath and the hand will go in synchronization. That's not necessary, but it might automatically happen. Now put your hand down and sit in the fields that you've brought forward vibrationally simply by tapping into, kind of making this physical gesture with your subtle bodies. And remember, as often in the practice, if we find ourselves kind of like a ferret, ferreting about, looking for subtle things inside us, we won't easily find them because the activity of our ferreting, if you will, makes it impossible to notice the subtle. But if we simply get settled, present, and like a wide openness inside us, then that which is already here, notice they usually not notice, will become foreground, will become noticed. Within the practice, we cultivate a number of factors that are of benefit to simply being a human being. And one of them is centeredness. And another that comes from or with that centeredness is peace. Simply being at peace. Allowing a few moments, just sitting, attentive, alert, but not about anything in particular. Cultivating this simplicity of awareness awakens inside us that we are already aware. It awakens that in our mind. We are already aware because we are the very energy of conscious awareness. That's what's incarnated. So we smile and feel ourselves begin to sit upright. And guess what? That's just what we did with our hand. As we sit up well and smile, take a long, slow, deep breath, we've just done that mechanic without moving our hand. And that supports this flow of peace, centeredness, well-being, of beneficial energy arising from within us and emanating out from us. And so we sit in it, sitting up well, tucking the tummy, feel the back, and feel the eyes get bright behind their closed lids. Face glowing from within, simply because we are present to the moment, to the peace, to the clarity of being present, breathing in and breathing out. It's as if meditation practice is reteaching us about peace. When we were children, we understood peace. It was a natural state of our mind and our emotions. We knew how to sit down and stare at the sky, watch ants crawl on the ground, laugh at the shape of clouds. We never questioned it. We never questioned, should we move on? Should we be doing something else? And our modern adult life basically has us addicted to distractions. And peace is something that is rare. A meditation practice offers us the opportunity to kind of come back or take back peace and cultivate it again in our mind, so that the flow of energy that goes out from us is not always frenetic, not always unfulfilled, intense, stressed out, incompleted, and moving from one thing to another, whether in our mind or physically in motion or through our emotions. Meditation says, sit down. Get centered. Simply be. So we smile again and breathe long, slow, and deep. Feel the top of the breath. Feel the depth of the breath. Feel ourselves sitting. And that's all. And as we sit, we might feel the variations on the theme of inner vibrations. We might start out present, alert, bright, clear. But as 1 minute becomes 2 minutes, it might be that the mind starts to move or be distracted or want to be distracted. And so then we coach ourselves or bring forward a method, a technique, tell ourselves that, engage it, maybe come back to clarity, reassert some inner presence, and it sustains itself for maybe 30 seconds this time, 1 minute, maybe longer. That is a revelatory experience. It's telling us how habituated we are to non-peace, to non-centeredness. And that is so empowering to experience, to understand, and to absolutely acknowledge within oneself. It's so empowering. Because when we let ourselves feel that truth, and maybe that frustration, that inability to stay centered, only because of that frustration can we do something about it. And that is to learn how to simply sit. So for one more minute, breathe out, smile, feel centered, feel your eyes. We smile and breathe, bringing our sitting to its completion. We breathe light into our mind. We breathe light into our feeling nature. We breathe light into our physical body. We breathe light into our sense of self. And we realize we are light, breathing with and in the world. Love you all. Carry presence all through the day, every day. And create your day. Create a better world. Love you.